Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, yours truly, Dr. Carter, holding it now. The first late night show of the season. We're getting ready to hold it down real tight, real heavy. To all of you listening, it's going to be an awesome show. We have the one, the only, Richard Primetime Vega Walker in the house. And then a little later on, we have stopping through live from the Baymont Hotel, Josh calling in from his party, which I'm going to hit up a little bit later. So y'all make sure when he calls in, y'all are definitely listening up with your ears open and your ears open to hear where that party is being held down at. So if you have any questions or if you just want to give a shout out to somebody, give me a call at 646-478-3300. Now it's time to bring in my guest, the one, the only, Primetime Vega. What's up, Vega?
What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. It's been forever since I've been trying to get you on this show.
You can't be making me sound like a superstar, man. That's crazy, man.
You need to sound like a superstar. That's what you're going to be in a couple of years, man. Recently, I just checked out your little mixtape and everything, man. You're about to blow up with this, dude.
Oh, man. Cut it out.
You deserve a big head, man.
Hey, man, you know, I'm just trying to actually do everything that I can. You know, man, it's I don't want to say it's hard, but it's not easy, you know. But, you know, this Forget About Me. Congrats on the Blog Talk Radio, man. You doing your thing, man.
This is all about you tonight, man.
You should have saw my face when I was told that you had a radio show, man. I'm like, what? I could not believe it, man. But it's I'm glad to be here. Glad for having me. You know, it's crew all day. By the way, man, this is your boy Primetime Vega.
No problem, man. I just got a question for you, man. What made you get into the rap game? Like, what made you actually get into the rap game? Was you sitting in front of the mirror at home and then you just all of a sudden bust out in rhymes or what?
That's a good question, man. What made me? I made myself. It was never a time in my life where I hadn't been like at a poetic state is what I want to say. Okay. A poetic state. And what I mean by that is, you know, I've always had lyrics and thoughts simultaneously going through my head, and I think it was around high school that my first year of high school, last year of middle school, that I started to really sit down and piece together not just lyrics, but whole songs. I just started to piece them together, you know, and it just all became fluent to me. It felt so natural, and it, when you come to that point of expression where you feel as though you can say anything and not even caring if anybody hears, it just makes you, it draws you in. It's something so powerful about music, man. That's the love of it all. If you can't love music, then you just can't do it. And I think that's what drew me in, the love for music. That's what made me want to
love
music.
So I've known you since you were a freshman in high school, man. So how has the support from fellow friends, your parents, your family, how has the support level been towards you and increasing and them letting you know that anything is possible through God? How do you go about walking, and what is your main goal? What are you striving to do with your music?
First off, let me say shout out Cruz Crew. it's since I say probably like middle school, man, when I first really said, okay, I'm gonna take this music thing seriously, it's my fan base itself has tremendously grown. And you know, I think it really just comes from right now my internet hustle, man. You know, as I get older, I'm starting to become open to more venues and things of that matter, to where I can put myself into positions where I can perform shows, more shows, and do things such as talk on radio, blog, stuff like that, man. It's, as I get older, through like networking and working with people that I've known for various years, it's just opportunities are being open to me. And what I want to say is, like, it just takes the right grinding, man, to get the fan base to grow. Not saying like I just woke up one day and there was like 100 people on my chalk, like, oh my God, Brian Tom Vegas. Nah, man. I've done things from just like doing crazy videos to stand out, or just like rapping in front of a whole audience. When it comes to fans, I really like to try to get personal. So, you know, I message a lot of the people that I have as friends on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. I take time out and just message them. So if they get a message from me, if you have gotten a message from me out of nowhere, it's nothing to be alarmed about. You know, I might notice that you posted a video, and I just want to be like, hey, you're cool, man, thanks. So it's all about keeping it in cool with the people who are supporting you. And as you grow, I'm pretty sure more people are going to support. So I've been told. I'm sorry.
I feel special, man, because I got a lot of messages. You know, I mean, we were messaging back and forth for the past couple of days, man. I feel special, man.
It is what it is.
You're about to bring a tear to my eye, man. I'm going to have to go on Facebook right now and post a video, but I did get music from you, and I really, really want to have people hear what you're getting ready to bring forth to them. What is the song that you sent me? What is the title of this song?
The title of the song is called I'm Kang, and that's spelled K-A-N-G, not I-N-G.
Okay. All right. So give us a little background on how you came about the song.
Really, I'm Kang is a real high energy song, and what it was, a opening point for my new mixtape coming out, The Damn Factor. And the whole thing about I'm Kang is it's just my presentation to show off my lyrical skills, whether it be fast rap, slow rap, whether it be getting on a chorus, just to show people that I'm not playing. You know, this kid that people wasn't even thinking about 2-3 years ago when I was saying, oh yeah, I'm rapping, check me out. You know, this is my parents saying, okay, I'm done toying around. I'm done just sitting down at home playing with a microphone, trying to get music out there. This is where it's time to really take the step on. So I'm Kang is just my message to others to let them know that I'm here. It's time. Let's go.
All right. Well, right now we're getting ready to introduce this video. If you have any questions, Q&A is right here. If you have any questions for Prime Time Vega, the number to get in contact with him right here on the show is 646-478-3300. And then a little later on, we still got J4 coming through with his party update.
I'm supposed to be going to that party, man. It's crazy.
Me too, man. As soon as the show's over, I'm about to head out there too.
Yeah.
Introduce your song, my man.
Hey, what's up? This your boy Prime Time Vega representing that crew all day. This is my jam. I'm Kang. Check it out. Facebook, YouTube, Google me. What's up? No game. This is the truth. Under the table. I be chilling and pulling my
we making porno, porno, I deliver hushes, hushes, I suspect the porno, porno, but I got a one for cold-blooded nigga, tell me what you getting one for, the world don't care about you, neither do I say hello to myself, and peace out to her shot, everybody's like a pelican, they try to stay fly, fly, I just laugh at them, and who's right, y'all don't vote still, mom, they don't call them.
Prime Time Vega, straight up, man. He is the king.
He is the king,
bro. I just want to say I want to be the first one interviewing you and the first one to say I'm so proud of you, man, because you know you my kudo brother, man, and I'm just proud of you. I tell you that every time I see you, man, and it's just tremendous to see where you're going, and that you're not letting this get the best of you, and you ain't getting a big head off of it. You still having that humble spirit, and what one of my co-hosts from a couple of days ago was talking about was a humble pie. You just eating humble pie like crazy, dude. And it's tremendous where I see you going, man. And if you just keep God first, like I always tell you, I tell you every time I see you to keep God first. And you're tremendous, man. So just expand more on where you going after you graduate, because for those of you who don't know, this guy is a senior at one of the greatest high schools in the world, Oscar Hill High School. I mean, I have to get it out there. Shout out to our boys' basketball team. Y'all did well. Better luck next year. But, hey, keep your heads up, man. But this guy is a senior. So just where are you going next? What's the next step for you, man?
Oh, man, especially at fifth school, just coming out of high school, so it's still like I got time to, like, do what I want to do. But next up, man, is it's rough to say. I'm going all in with the music, man, and, you know, that's my best bet. That's all I can really tell the people right now. If you want to know what's next for Prime Time, it's more music. That's all I can say.
More music. I want a mixtape, dude. I want a mixtape for real, man.
Next time
we do a show, it's gonna be nothing but Prime Time Vega on the radio the whole time. So you have to give me a full out CD so that we can just have you lay out the whole show, dude.
I'll be think they're ready for that, man. That might be too real for them. Might have niggas catching reality checks off on the radio station, man.
Yeah, man, calling in and just be flipping out on Richard like, man, you telling the truth too much, man. But recently I was just talking to a couple of high school guys, and they're trying to get into the rap game just a little bit younger than you. What is your ideal message to the young people who are trying to get into the same game as you? Not necessarily with the rapping, but just music in general.
Be yourself, man. Do whatever comes naturally. Because I'm telling you, man, if you force it, then people are gonna be able to tell. If you faking it, people are gonna be able to tell. If you trying, people are gonna be able to tell. So when you're doing it to the point where you're not even trying anymore, it's just you talking. Or you singing, or you, whatever you may be doing, it's just so natural that it just flows. Then, then you're there. Then you're doing your thing, because people are going to hate and people aren't going to acknowledge you. There are a million rappers. I'm just being, like, overdramatic, but there are plenty of rappers, and not in just my city alone, not even other cities, that know of me or know me or heard of me but won't acknowledge me or won't message me to get on a track or won't try to outreach me, but they've heard me. They've listened and just been like, dang, this little nigga cold. But they don't want to take that next step and just be like, hey, man, reach out to a person. Don't ever be afraid to reach out, especially when it comes to the music business, because that's going to, in the end, help you become a better artist. So always, always, always stay believing in yourself. Don't hesitate to reach out and let it be natural. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Let it be natural. You got a Twitter, man? Give me a Twitter name.
Yeah, man, I got it all, man. I got Facebook, Twitter. You can Twitter me at Primetime Vega. That's PRIMETIMEVEGA. You saw, I let that naturally just come off my tongue. You saw how sexy it was. Nah, but you catch me. Just matter of fact, just Google it. I got over like 60, 70 videos on YouTube alone, so it's plenty of music. Just check it out. Just Google Primetime Vega.
Blow up, dude. I'm about to blow up. I got somebody who you can Google. Oh, my God. It's so cool. Google them, man. Google me, baby.
Google. Most definitely. Check me out on Google, please. That's
get up on Richard's status, man. He said, Google me. And you can get his Facebook, Twitter, his LinkedIn, whatever, man. Dude, next thing you know, you're going to be seeing his movies on Google, man.
Stop it,
man. You got
to cut it out, man.
You got such a humble spirit, dude. Your music, it kind of reminds me, like, it was one video I seen when you were sitting on the porch. I think it was your first music video. You were sitting on the porch. You kind of reminded me of Wiz Khalifa in that video, man. Have you gotten that, man? I mean, it's just like, you just seem like a little whiz, dude. And I'll be like, if I don't really listen to rap, Wiz is one guy I listen to. This is my favorite song by Wiz, man. Wiz can be in my love thing all the time, bro.
Nah, man, yeah. I've never gotten, you're the first to give me the Wiz, man. It's no biggie, man. I accept whatever people want to say, but just know that I'm always say I'm not that person. That's not who I am on Primetime Vega. I've been compared to Lupe Fiasco, to Common, to rappers who I wouldn't even think sound or similar, or I sound similar to. But it's always cool to be put in that higher appeal. Sound, you know, it's always cool to be compared to Wiz or Lupe or whoever, because those are the people who hot. So if you listening to me and you thinking of this person, you obviously thinking, oh man, he hot. But it's never a hate crime. It's just always a correction moment where I gotta sit down and be like, well, that's cool, but I'm Primetime Vega, you know. And Primetime Vega is Wiz Khalifa or Lupe Fiasco. Don't get me wrong, I love their music. It's all good, but that's not who I am.
Dang, man, you just in it, dude. Like Primetime Vega, ladies and gentlemen. This guy is crazy. I know I got a lot of listeners, so if you have any questions for this guy, please give me a call at 646-478-3300.
You are live with the doc. I'm getting ready to take a break real quick.
So what? I keep it rolled up, sagging my pants like Aaron Bradshaw. Keep it real, but my niggas keep it playing for these hoes. It look clean, don't it? Watch it the other day, watch how you lean on it. Keep me some pop in my jeans on it. Bro, joints bigger than King Kong's fingers. It's smoke from hoes down to the singers. You a class clown, and if I skip for the damn with your bitch smoking gray, it's like a 17 Nicky and peach fuzz on my face. Look, it's on the case, trying to find a hella taste. Oh my god, I'm on the chase. Chevy, it's getting kinda heavy. Relevant, selling it, sipping away. Time keeps slipping away. Sipping the safe, flipping for pay. Sipping like I'm dripping in paint. Up front, open, it's like a leaf, put the weed in a chain.
Wiz Khalifa with Wild and Free. It is a product. We're just keeping our heads up, keeping our heads clean, trying to live young and wild and free.
That's one of my favorite songs about Wiz. I don't really listen to rap, But hey, when I heard that one, I was riding down the street. Yeah, so Primetime Vega in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This guy is getting ready to blow up. So if you do have his Facebook, make sure you him and ask him for about $10,000. I'm pretty sure he'll give it to you when he get it. I know I just sent him a message about 30 seconds ago asking for about $20 just to keep it small. And then when I get that 20, then I raise it up to about $1,500. But hey, you know.
That's crazy, so, man.
So this is a question I always hear some of my other host friends, a part of the Blog Talk Radio communication standpoints. I always hear this question when they have celebrities or superstars or rappers on. You caught that one. I'm glad you did. But whenever
yeah.
they have somebody special on this show, they always ask this question. Is there a special somebody in your life?
Is there a special somebody? Of course. Of course. I wouldn't be who I am if there wasn't someone supporting me.
Right.
Heavily. You know, there's that one behind me supporting me 24/7, you know. So yes, yes, there it is.
Ladies, so I mean, y'all can still try to get him, but I don't think it's going to be possible because this guy's talking like he got millions. So, hey, ain't mad at him. I just want to come to one of his house parties at his mansion.
Stop it.
I'm pretty sure you just look like real happy. I do not. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for Josh's tardiness. I don't know where this guy is, but hey, we're gonna keep moving forward, right? With the I don't even know what to call you, man. Like you got like just such a humble spirit, dude. Like it's ridiculous to even think that I know somebody that's getting ready to blow up. Like
you cut it, dude. Like you stop, man. You're gonna have people just dying, man. And you don't know how to act.
When they see Primetime breaking down the street, they were like, oh!
They got
it, Vegas! They were like, oh my God, it's Vegas! You have to get your little ass and everything, dude. They were like, wasn't you on Chris Carter's show? I'm like, what?
Yeah, remember I still stand there, niggas, for something, I'm going to get a couple. Oh, mom, nigga, it's Vegas! Run his pockets! You got to be cool with that, man.
shoot, man. Yeah, so we just, man, I'm proud of you, man. Like, dude, and I got to ask this question. Every time I bring one of my brothers on from the Kudos, I have to ask this question. I ask Josh this question, to be honest, and so many other people. Do you think the Kudos prepared you for life? It being
With the kudos, really like being what it is and like the whole little organization, how it goes down, prepared me for life. Yeah, it gave me a couple of life lessons. It really taught me how to go about things as a thinking man. You always supposed to think before you react. So, you know, it would be time. It used to be times, yeah, in my past where like, a person would anger me or a person would say something that angered me and I would react off of it impulsively like only a nigger would. Let's just put it like that. Like only a nigger would. That's how I would react. But, you know, just being in the Kudos, it just taught me to just think like a man. Think before you react. Think about how your reactions will affect others. And you should always want your reactions to affect others in a positive way. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the major lessons it really taught me. Other than that, it was just a waste of time and money, man. Seriously. Time and money. Stuff you can never get back, man. Time and money.
Well, hey, I know exactly what you mean. So you going to conference?
I have no idea, man. I don't even know. Like I said, if I got the time and money, man, I'll do it. That's all that matters, time and money. I, sh- suit. They kind of got me when we had to buy the suits and stuff, man. I was the only one who bought the suit. Everybody else rented their suit.
Oh, y'all had the blue.
Had the all white suits.
Oh, for the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was what that was even better. I mean, them some nice suits. Y'all went through Edwards again.
Yeah, that's what we had one. Yep. You know it. You already know.
They had some bad tuxedos, man.
Yeah,
you
man. Raped my pockets this year, man. Straight raped them.
I know exactly how that feels. The senior year be the most expensive year, and the one that be the year that had the most talent. Man, that boy got to be time consuming, and everything got to be crisp. Did they record it this year? I'm gonna be mad if they did.
I believe they did. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty sure.
I hope Miss Curry ain't listening. I'm about to shoot somebody in the head, man. They ain't even record our senior year, man.
Really? I could have sworn they did.
We got to that meet next. We got to the meeting the next Monday. When the DVD's coming out? Didn't record it. What the? We worked our butts off to make that ball what it was. We all busted out in tears, man.
I'm kind of glad it's over, man. It's time for the next move.
Yeah. So where are you going for college?
I'm not really sure, man. It's still, I'm still in the music mode. So if things keep going and the progression that they're going, then I might not even be looking towards college. And not saying that it's a bad thing, but you know, college isn't for everyone. And before you just think of not going, make sure you do your research and you understand what you're getting yourself into and the life you plan on living. You know what I'm saying? Before you just start to jump off the handle.
That brings me to my next and probably my final question, because we're running out of time. What is your backup plan?
Backup plan? What's that?
Like your plan if music doesn't work?
No, don't
take it the wrong way. Like I'm jinxing, man. This ain't gonna work.
No, of course not. You know, and that's cool. I appreciate that because you always got to go through everything you do with the plan A and B, and so you know. As far as it goes, I still plan to progress through music. You know, I've been taking it further. It's not just rapping anymore. It's how good can you make a beat now? It's not even about beat making no more. It's how good can you sing and rap and make a beat? So you know, I began to take on those challenges, and I feel as though my backup plan will still be something in the music field, whether it be producer or A&R, whatever it may be. It's still going to be something to deal with music, because it comes to a point where you're not even a rapper anymore. Once you start producing your own beats and you singing the choruses and all that, you're not even a rapper. You're an artist. You're a musician. But whatever my backup plan may be, it's going to be somewhere in music.
All right. Once again, thank you to Prime Time Vega for hanging out with me for this 30 minutes.
It's been lovely, man. Damn, it's been lovely. It's been lovely.
Make sure y'all catch me on Sunday, special edition message. Why? What must I do to be saved? Catch me on Sunday. At that time, God bless you. Keep your head up and have a nice weekend. Thank you, Vega.
Cruz.
Keep your head up, man.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have a blessed night and a wonderful weekend. Dr. Carter, I'm out.